18 minutes now before 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. As I said, it is time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy.
Yes, please. I'm here. Everything is blessed. Always, everything. Good evening. We're going to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. You'll be there 2.9 FM. And today, I'll just answer some questions they want to know. We're talking about building back our communities. What do we need to do to achieve this? Building back our communities. What do we need to do to achieve this? This used to be something we cherished. We used to cherish community. We used to cherish community togetherness, community projects, whether it's sports, whether it was church, whether it was a cocoa ollie, whether it was roasting bright fruit. Building back our communities, what do we need to do to achieve this? And we can have a chat with some people. 434-1790. 434-1790. Want to hear your views, your opinions. How do we build back our communities? What do we need to do to achieve this? You can also let me know things that used to happen in your community that no longer happen, that you would love to see come back, or things that you all are still doing as a community that you would love to call and talk about that maybe the rest of Barbados can speak about. 434-1790. We can take some calls. I can speak to some people in the community. Or we can play two tunes and give my people's time to join in, time to come in, and we can come back and have this conversation. Because I think right now, real things are going. So many different protests happening, so many different apparent sickles, communities becoming fed up, seemingly. We need to know what to do to build back our communities. So let me take in a tune or two, and then we can speak to some Barbadians who have the country's best interests at heart.
Take the wine.
music from Carissa. It's me. First up was Yahenge, Take the Wine, and here's Sluggy Dan, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
434-1790. 434-1790. Call in, give us a chat. Call in, give us a chat. I want to know, how do we build back our communities? Is there anything you used to see or experience in your community that you would love to see brought back? Is there anything happening now you would love to share that we can learn about? Is there anything you would love to see introduce into your communities? We can take a call, and after the call, I would let Akil answer that question. Good evening. Welcome to BJ Rhythm and Rhyme. We have DJ Kingdom of God on the line. Talk to me, my brother.
Well, great night, Sluggy. God bless you. It's wonderful to hear from you. How are you, sir? How are you doing, brother? How are you doing,
great.
Most honorable? How are you doing?
I am hanging in.
Man, bless you, love. That's wonderful. You know, you're more than gracious for blessing me with your presence. You're more than merciful because all my blessings come from you. Because who Jah bless, no man can curse. You're thanked by your friends and you're loved by your family. I was thinking about it, Sluggy. Society needs communication in terms of structure and order from the process thereby. And I believe the system needs to get back to God. And we need to have a world in our community today where we have the position where we're also in the region and the state where you can have different parts of Barbados coming along in terms of its world. So your state is basically your community by itself. I was raised there in the Pine. And then you have the region, which is somewhere else like St. Philip Bayfield, which I also am a part of. And then you got the world, which is Barbados. And if you can take it, if you can have a community state of mind, but in a national aspect on an international basis, I think that will help the community, because the community needs to understand and know that they not only function in terms of role, but in terms of position. So if you have a titular position as ranger or father of the community, you are elder in the community, and you are seeing that the youth do not have that particular father that need, well, you as an individual need to go over there and play your part so that you can help them to know their role and shut their mouth, as The Rock would say, talking about The Rock from wrestling, and that you're able to smell what The Rock is cooking, because these are the things that we lack generally and specifically in our communities today. So my number one goal, Sluggy, for the community is that each one will reach one, each one will teach one, and that the elders that know better, that know what to do, that know how to get back to God, that know how to get back to the roots of the community, the communication and so on, that they're able to communicate their stories to the children again, because, you know, we lost that during COVID just the other day. So as we get that back in, and we build out on that, I think that will help significantly and tremendously at this time of our lives where we're trying to build back the community and get it in such a way that it can flow again as the lifeblood of this society in terms of how we're able to manage and have a mainstay on the main line as we're online and on air now. So, yeah, I think that this program is very important and that we really ought to do more. And there should be more programs like this to be able to encourage communities and youth to really do it again, to get it done again, and keep doing it and do it better and bigger for the betterment and the greater good of all. I think so. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you very much. Thanks, very, very much. Call. We got another call. We go straight to.
Thanks, man.
Good evening, sir. Are you there?
Hey, good evening. Hey, Ollie, good evening. You can hear me?
I can hear you, Akil. Good evening. Okay, we have the caller on the line, Sluggy. Ready for you?
Yeah, there's a lot of contributing factors, right? But rather than knocking down all these negative fences, we concentrate on one. But concentrating on that one, the other one's running away. But there's a lot, right? And In some cases, I feel that some older people are too harsh on the young people. In some cases, I know that there's going to be changes in life, but if there's one thing that should never change, is love and respect for each other. That should never change, right? Clothes are going to change, hairstyle is going to change, the way you speak is going to change, but respect and love for each other should never change. And I have said this before, that I will mostly blame the older people than the younger ones. I can tell why. They have knowledge. And they should sit down and talk to the younger people. Give the younger people also opportunity to speak and to be heard, right? And I don't go along with this foolishness that because I'm older than you, I know more than you. I raised 5 daughters. And the old thing is full of foolishness, too. Not nobody fool you, right? This thing that a child should be seen and not be heard, we are seeing the results of it today. Because if you have that nonsense being drilled into you from a baby to a toddler to a teenager to a young adult, unless you have a very strong willpower, you're destined to become an idiot, right? I raised 5 daughters, and I encourage my children to talk back to me. Anytime I make a decision, challenge it. If you prove the decision that I have made is wrong, it will disappear. If you can't prove it wrong, it will remain. But we need to come together. A glove and a use of folk hand. You understand what I'm saying? Hello?
Totally, my brother. Totally. Of course we understand you.
I have
no qualms so far. Go ahead.
I don't beg. Right? But I am making an exception this time. I'm begging the older people to get more involved with the younger people. Because you can only solve a problem if you listen. If you don't listen, you can't solve the problem. We talk about respect. There are some older people that do not show respect to young people. I was young too. All of us were young. But you know what? We only realize the nonsense that we did. When we get older, are we bashing the younger people? You were like them. And I am going to say something now, and I hope it don't be taken in the wrong context. Right? If we had...
I got a question, person, buddy. Mm. See, I got a question. I want to take you around. I want you to remember your points, because I ain't running away. I want you to stand. As long as you want to stand, I get to all your points. I got all the time you were for you. I got one question. Where you feel that stem from the seemingly divide between the different generations? Where you feel that come from? Because the thing about being seen and not heard and so on is things I've also heard and things they always challenge. But where you feel that mentality come from, bro? You feel it come from slavery? Where you feel it come from?
As I said, it's a lot of contributing factors. That could be one of them. Whereas you don't want to be the slave master and you feel that to control people, you got to use your status in life or use appearance. You got to use the age, right? Also, a lot of it is important. We have people who live overseas for a number of years. I don't know if they do it deliberately or I don't know if it's because of the years spent overseas that they tend to forget where they come from and they bring back that negative attitude here, right? But we need to get rid of them. And the only way that this problem can be solved is if we as a people, young and old, and as I said, I put most of the responsibility on the older people because they were once young and we did foolishness too. I do foolishness too. I was not perfect. I never let the younger people to know that when we are talking to them, and this means we don't want them to walk some of the roads that we walk. Because some people talk to other people in such a way that is totally demolishing them. That is wrong. Let the young people know that you were not and you still is not perfect. And that's another thing I find a lot. Older people try to give the younger people the impression that they were also righteous. We were not. And if we had certain things available to us then, we'd be using those certain things too. It's as simple as that. Right? And like even things like cell phones that are coming up on the young people, learn to use them. You may not get ahead of them, but at least keep them within your reach. Learn. Listen and learn. There's a time in my life that I didn't know what LOL means. Amen. My granddaughter at the age of 4, she's not university, told me what LOL meant. Amen. I didn't know. Laugh out loud. And that's another thing to intend that we older people don't understand something. Excuse me. Don't be afraid to ask younger people for advice. No one person has total knowledge of everything. And anybody who thinks that they have total knowledge is a first-class idiot. And they make no apologies for that. None.
Right. Stick a pin there. Don't move. Stick a pin there, P. Don't move. Akil, I want you coming. Akil, I want your opinion on this, right? Well, what is your take on the things Mr. P is saying, because you would also got an understanding of the two different generations having, you know, as in living among them, you know, living among them all your life, working with them all your life, both old and young. What is your takes on hearing the caller's sentiments to this, bro?
Hey, good night, good night. First, I want to thank you for inviting me to the show tonight. I want to say good night to Ollie as well. And good night, Mr. P. It's indeed an honor to chat with you. I enjoy listening to you. Your unconventional approach, I enjoy
it. Yes, love it. Love it, Akil. Love it.
It is indeed an honor to converse with you. But Sluggy, I really want to point people to the fact that society has changed a lot. So the family structure has also changed. Remember when I was coming up, I grew up in a house with 6 aunts and 2 uncles. So the house was always full. There was a lot of cousins. So it was a lot of people. Nowadays, society has changed. You have a lot of smaller households, people having less children. And one thing that I have noticed that really impacted communities in general is the exodus of persons from the said communities into more rural areas. So you case in point, my family, my situation as an example. Now I grew up in what you would call the ghetto, and as I said, in a house with my grandmother and all my aunts and uncles. Now my mom went to school, she got educated, and eventually she was able to earn enough money to have a better life. So we moved out the ghetto. We went to live in the Heights, you know, bigger house. But Sluggy, it caused me to think for a minute. A lot of people did that. Not only my family, a lot of people did that. They got educated and they left the ghetto. But think about it this way. What remained in the ghetto? What remained for the young person in the ghetto to look at? Who do they have to look at to aspire toward? Who is the one person in the ghetto with the money? Who's the person in the ghetto with the cars? Who's the person in the ghetto that look like they are successful? Think about it, Sluggy. The educated ones that did well left, moving the Heights and the Terraces. So the ghetto now, the person that the young people that in the ghetto looking at as successful is the drug dealer. So it was important for me. I remember speaking to my wife at the time. I told her, you know, I have an opportunity to buy my grandmother's house in the ghetto, and I wouldn't mind raising my family in the ghetto. And she agreed. And now that's the reason why I came back to the ghetto. Because for me, it's important for the others in this community to see me raise my family, to see that you don't have to be a drug dealer. You can be successful in business. You could be successful in life without going down that route. So look at me, and hopefully that could give you some inspiration. I think that we need to do a lot more positive programs in communities, get children out the house, away from their devices, and mixing and mingling with each other, building relationships with each other. And I think as a result, Barbados will calm down a bit and things will quiet down.
Excellent. And well, everybody in the world must know by now that I'm a great Maribor Marley. And it is not only his music that I love, it was his attitude toward people. He never distanced himself from people. And there's a former politician right here in Barbados, I'm going to call his name too, that I love, Vaughn Hamilton Lashley. Here I tell you, a giant of a man, never distanced himself from the people, even when he became a government minister. You know, he didn't leave from among the people. But what that young man made said that's not is a great point. Because how many heights and terraces, if any at all, do you see people socializing? I don't mean socializing in the sense of having a party by the pool in the yard or anything like that. I talk about playing dominoes, that kind of thing. Things like hopscotch. How many young people know about hopscotch? Not many. So it's left to we, including myself, as older people. And you know what these games does? It unite people. You know? Because in today's world, you have a child with a remote earpiece. And not that the child will let the other child to share it, but the pregnant kid don't really use it because it's expensive and he may mash it up. A hot scotch not going to happen. A rounder's not going to happen. A bix-up's not going to happen. And I think the Ministry of Education should take time out, especially in primary schools, because you always start really very young, even nursery, to allow some older people to go into the school.
Mr. P, I want to challenge you on something you just said. And I think this is the problem that a lot of us having. We are looking to the government to do it for us. We don't need the Ministry of Education to do it. We can do it ourselves. We can gather people in the community. That. We can get together and we can form clubs and organizations, and we can get the young people to come out the house and engage in activities. As long as a parent know that their child have a safe place to go, I don't see parents saying no, that they ain't going to send the child to the community center at the bottom of the gap to partake in positive activities when the evening comes.
But when I said that, I meant in terms of getting permission, right, as far as the school plant is concerned, right? I understand what you're saying, and I agree, right? You know what I'm saying, correct, buddy? Hello?
Yes, please. I do totally. I understand what you do, yeah. But for me, right, Mr. P, you listening to me, Mr. P and Akil, and we got Kid Sight on the line too. Everybody knows look to Kid Sight for Kid Sight is one of the mentors, and they call me everything because and I thank God that he agreed to be a mentor for me and doing my share information with me. But Mr. P, I understand your point. I agree with Akil. We don't have to wait. But I also ask you this question because I want their plan to be a politician. What about, like you said, donor to the government? What about they're getting our money in big salaries? What about our taxes and money going to them and them still getting paid? So don't look to them, but our taxes still paying them monthly. They still
have a I never said don't look to them, but don't look to them for everything. We have to do some things ourselves.
Yes, agreed. Right, as phone, Akil, I agree. I can continue. I agree. Go ahead.
For instance, Sluggy, look at what the work that you and I were doing in the group that we were a part of recently. We formed something called Adventure Clubs. That wasn't nothing that we needed the politicians to help us do. What we did, I was right next to you in the radio station where we conceptualize the idea, and we right on the spot, we tell people to form your club, think of some positive activities that you can do in your communities, put it on paper in a proposal, send it to us, and as long as it passes our criteria, we will fund it. Didn't we do that, Sluggy?
Yeah, and I love
it. Those adventure clubs take over 200 children in St. Andrew to do crabbing. Children that probably never knew how to catch a crab, what crabs, rare crabs is live. We carried them in St. Andrew. We had 4 busloads of children. So these things, we can do these things, but we need to just do them. Start looking for the government to do it and do it ourselves.
I understand you. I agree with you. I see this on twofold. We got Sugar Digger on the line. Ollie, Sugar Digger still there? I don't want her to go. I don't want Sugar Digger. You know that is my girl. Good evening, Sugar Digger. I can't let you go.
Turn on your radio, please, Sugar Digger.
How are you?
I am okay. I am doing okay. I'm praying.
I am fine. I call in
awesome.
To get my 3 grandboys.
Yes.
My beautiful daughter, my son, and my daughter-in-law. You is all right? And bigger yourself coming from Sugar and play a nice song for yourself. Coming from Sugar, tell me you want to before you leave you stay there, son. Tell you.
I will do that. Sugar, can I answer one question?
Yeah, you ask me anything, honey?
Good. Anything you used to see in your community when you was younger that you love to see happening? Any activity you used to enjoy going to in your younger days that you don't really see much now?
Well, I know the sugar there, so I can't tell you nothing much about that. I was at home all my life. I never went partying. I never went to dance. I never went to picnic dance or cut all the ground. So I can't help you, but if you could get you put very good and running, go for school. Children, they're going to learn something to head for the evening. They need to work and their classes. And if I do it for Sugar, I will kindly appreciate it. But I ain't coming to stand now because I'm still going to be. I just home here. You call me Sugar Digger, and you call me the food person. I can tell about food.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Sluggy Dan, there's also something that just came in my mind. Something that we now see selling in stores are kind of expensive.
What?
Scooters.
We have scooters.
And the
we
scooters
have rollers.
That we...
I say,
yeah, we had...
Bad balls.
We had the rollers. But with the scooters.
Yeah,
the
we
scooters
have
scooters. The scooters are being sold now. Don't come anywhere close. To the ones that we used to make.
Yeah.
The ones that we used to make had brakes.
Yeah.
In the form of an old tire, a piece of an old tire covering the back wheel. And the joy of that scooter was seeing the ball brains on the road.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the policeman used to run us, and when the policeman catched them.
Mr. P,
right?
Can I ask you a question, please?
Yeah.
You see, you just described some scooters that you all used to make when you were young. How many young people in your district have you gathered together to teach them how to make this old-time scooter and have some fun with them?
Well, I can tell you something. Where you live, there are hardly any young people. Right? You will find...
Mr. P, that's no excuse. I got some homework for you, Mr. P. I got some homework for you because I don't like pointing fingers at people. Because when you do that, it's got more pointing back at yourself. So this is what I want you to do for me. I'm going to send some young people to you. And I want you to tell me what day of the week you could have them come and you teach them to make these scooters. It's things like this that I'm talking about, you know. If you do that and you encourage one of your friends to do it, and somebody in St. Philip do it, and somebody in St. Lucy do it, and somebody in St. Joseph do it, you can imagine how much pockets of positive activity we could have going on an evening in this country. That is what we're talking about. We don't need the government to do that for us. We can do it ourselves.
I don't have a problem with that. I would need to get by your number again. right? And there's, as the lady was saying, there's no to the roller. And let me tell what young people what the roller was. Bicycle rim with a stair. I used to make the stair with a piece of firm wire. And we used to race them on the road. And when I talk about road, I'm talking about Barbara Green. I'm talking about road that had a rocks and all kind of thing, where it was stuck to us sometimes. And there was an art in it, because on that rocky, bumpy road, you had to control that roller. All the things I'm going to do is like, no problem. No problem. None at all. Mr. Norville?
Yes, sir.
I would like to make one request, please. Right? There's a song, I know the song, but I would like Barbados to hear it, that Bob Marley has. To me, is a song that can be played in church. It's a very righteous song. It is called Put It On. You will find it on the Burning album. I will later play that before the show finishes. It's, as I said, it's a song that can be played in church. I personally feel it should have been, because you Jamaicans have the One Love in the hymn book. I feel this song they're talking about should have been in the hymn book long before One Love. Right? And Slaggy, I am giving you my commitment that I will try to assist in any way I can. Be, see, if you keep on telling the child you're an idiot, you're not good. Even if that child has something positive in mind, it's being told that nonsense often enough, it is going to go through life unless it has a very strong willpower, believing what it is being told. We need to stop that. If a child make a mistake,
nice. Stick a pin
at him,
rather
than shout at him,
go ahead.
Calmly to tell them where the mistake was made or how to correct it. You learn a lot. Sometimes even making a mistake can give you a great idea to do something even better. See? Talk, bashing, or young people, stop it. We are on our way out, whether we want to accept it or not. They are the future. We are approaching the exit. They are the ones who is going to have the house to take care of. And if we keep on bashing them, they will have no house to take care of. It's as simple as that. And I just talk in very simple terms because I don't want to use big words. I like Sluggy. I like saying Darwin and that kind of thing. That's me. Right? I can get somebody else the opportunity to come in and make their contribution. Mr. Norville,
no problem,
please
Mr.
don't forget that.
No
song.
Problem.
Thanks
no
a
problem.
Lot.
No problem. No
Sluggy,
problem.
Can you say something here?
Of course, K-Site. Take your time. The show is all yours, buddy.
I was listening to Mr. P. I mean, he was talking about the scooters, and I was going to interject and talk about the rollers, but he didn't sell it up with the rollers.
Yes.
And you see these things that you're talking about? If these things are established, are promoted, it could catch on and take over the whole island again, like how they did before. It's a crucial thing that I come to talk now because I am on the verge of establishing some community cultural hubs in Barbados coming up this year. So when I heard Mr. P talk with me, I said, you know something, a roller competition would be great among the cultural extravaganza that they be bringing. And you see how important a program that this is? This has stimulated me to give me an idea to establish a roller competition. If we can get young people more into that kind of thing again, it'd be great. It'd be great.
I am 100% positive that the young people would enjoy making them and
and ride in them. I can guarantee they will like it because it's fun. It's fun, it's sport, it's laughter, it's enjoyment. The young people would enjoy that. I want taking one tune first. Sugar Diggers to play a song for me and taking one tune. And when they come back inside, I want you to explain to Barbados the purpose of these cultural hubs and how you see them helping the community when we come back.
Definitely.
Trying man, and I just see an honest man. Now take a look in the mirror, be proud of your reflection. Everybody has their story, that's why you shan't judge no one. People ain't easy, they change like the weather, and I can't trust another man. And the music has stressed me, has singing all kind of song, and still I can't catch a hand. But I know who Jah bless. Inside the mirror, I can say that I know who I am. When I look in the mirror, that is me in the mirror. Yes, I know who I am. When I look in the mirror, it's me I see in the mirror. Inside the mirror, that is me in the mirror. Ha. Inside the mirror, I see a reflection of me. The landlord is right. Every time your blink is right, and I can't keep a blinking sense. But me children in hungry. No way, Jason Jamaya so blessed, and I can't say that with my chest. Cause I know who Jah bless. No man curse. Sometimes I get the best man, he has got to take the worst. I am so blessed and I know my worth. And every time I look inside the mirror, I can say that I know.
Sluggy, and we do have another caller on the line, and I believe Sugar is still on the line for you.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Beijing, Ritter and Ryan.
Hello?
Somebody's phone is giving trouble.
Hello?
Getting a lot of static.
Yeah, man.
Clear it up. Go ahead, Sluggy.
Okay, kids, say, let us know what is the purpose of these cultural hubs and what you want to achieve and bring out from the various communities you would be traveling to. And I love this initiative, and you know he's backing this 1,000%, and you know he did.
Well, Sluggy, you know you got to be part of it. But what I'm trying to say now, I'm on the verge of establishing some major cultural / community hubs where young people, and maybe some older people too, but generally young people will get the chance to showcase their talent and hone their skills in performing in front their own community audience, among other cultural activities. That this is something I'm excited about, and I'm on the verge of doing it for 2024. As I speak, I was here listening to the semifinals in Trinidad, and you can hear the excitement coming from the ads from Carnival. Kwapover is also an event that has me worried as far as artists are concerned, because so many young artists bring out material for Kwapover and don't get a chance to sing it or perform them anywhere. You got to sound like 600 songs that's come out. A lot of people don't get a chance. So we're hoping to start slowly, and then from May right down to the end of the year, we're looking to get these hubs going where people were able to come and perform. I like the idea of a roller competition, cultural things that are going on. You will still got your tuk band and your steel band and all those kind of things. So, and then the community now will get involved in that. They'll be able to showcase their wares and sell their things too. So these are things I'm looking to establish right down this year. And I'm on the verge of doing it. I'm kind of excited by it too, because I have some good support going into this right now. So as I cement things are cemented, it will be contacting Sluggy and let all us go on board and let us start working. Yeah, I'm very excited by these community hubs that we're going to be established, where people can come, young people can get a chance to perform their stuff in front of audience and hone their skills and get support, feed off the audience and get that support from the community. So it's very exciting coming up for 2024.
I like this kid site, and knowing you and know how smart you are, it shows that you're also using the music as a vehicle and marketing tool. So someone might be designing their own shirts, they could come out and sell their own shirts.
Correct.
Someone might be doing sculpting or handcraft. I take it that you're using the music and the performances to drum up the attention, and all these people will be benefiting also, even if you're making a special roast breadfruit bowl, they could come and feature it at the event.
Yes, you understand. That's why I was so excited when I heard Mr. P talk about the scooters and the rollers. Because if they can get a roller competition and get people brought the rollers and know to make rollers and then design them, because the rollers were very popular back then with the designs.
I give them a little incentive first place.
Yeah, there'll be money involved. The financial incentive for these things. If you give young people financial incentive, you'll surprise how much they come to the fore.
Gentlemen,
it's not the youth, you know. The youth is powerful.
Go ahead, Akil.
Kids, a man of my heart, I will never forget the two cats that you gave me. I still have them up to this day, so thank you for that. But, right, but I am very encouraged by the community hubs that are being formed. I knew about them. I knew about the idea. I did not know that it has is so far advanced that you are the one piloting the project, KidSight, and I am very encouraged by that. And I also want to lend my support and might volunteer some help if you need some. I'm very involved in communities, many communities, and I am very good at myself and Sluggy, I should say, are very good at getting young people to come out and support various programs
let me ask you this question. No, you're here, Akil. Tell me why things like this is important to have continuously, because this sounds like a full-time project case is undertaking, and from my understanding of it, it's not to just come and do something for a little 2 weeks and then the rest of the 50 weeks of the year.
No.
Right, so explain, Aki, why these things are important and how do they really help to change behavior? Because any day, we're trying to achieve a much safer community and a community that's more together. How do these things achieve that, in your opinion?
Think about it. when the when I play a sport or when I do a skit or when I do a dramatization, when I partake in an activity with another young person, what I have done is forged a bond, built a relationship with that person. So think about it. If you have more activities in communities where you are bringing children that wouldn't normally come outside and gather with other children, but you are creating a safe space and having positive activity where they can come and now socialize, what you will do is forge bonds in communities, unbreakable bonds. And when two people have a bond forged from young, it's hard for them to grow up and hate each other. It's hard for them to grow up and fight with one another because that bond was forged from young. So what we need to do is for these community hubs to have a lot of activity, whether it be a simple dramatization, whether it be a skit, whether it be little hopscotch.
Yes.
But what I'm saying, we need to have a lot more activity. When I was growing up, you always had a cricket match at the bottom of the gap every evening. You always had football going on in Belfield. So there were always some activity for me to do. So if this on Monday they feel like playing cricket, I could go and play football. Or I could go to the gym and play road tennis. Or I could go and play catcher. So there was always something to do. But these children of today inside, because when they were smaller, they have never called a tablet, but they got them things now. So what we need to do is create positive activities so parents know that your child will be safe if you send them, encourage the parents to send them, and then it will just happen organically from there.
Yes, yes. And I can see a lot of cultural things springing up. You mentioned so much things. There's so much things. I was very happy to hear you talk about the children and carry them on crabbing. That's so wonderful. It's a lot of anything for them. So.
Yeah,
and
St. Andrew got bigger.
Wonderful,
Stevens.
Wonderful.
We got to say a shout out to Tony Stevens and the lovely people and her family. Tony and her families do a lot of great community work. His sister Janelle, let me do a lot of good work in St. Andrew. Got shout outs to Ramon Hewitt, his colleague groups who also bring out a huge number.
But kids, like Sluggy being a bit modest, let me tell you how this whole crabbing thing came about. The MP for St. Andrew, Ramel Springer, would have communicated to Tonya, one of his workers, that he has a crabbing event in St. Andrew up by him. No, Tonya say, you know what? Let us see how much young people we could get to go crabbing. Somebody in room said, man, no young people ain't knowing them but no crabbing. You ain't getting young people to go crabbing. Sluggy say, you know what? I can test it. Sluggy put a message in a WhatsApp group that we in with a lot of children and different leaders. Okay, so I tell you no lie. We had 4 busloads of children from St. Michael, whoa, from Donny Orleans, from Donny Deacon, that never even see a crab. We had them running all to St. Andrew, jerking the hand, Donny holes, trying to catch. It was so much fun. And it blew our mind. We thought we would have had to get 1 bus. But then when we see the amount of children that come out, man, we had to get 4 buses, man. Children just want a positive activity to do, you know.
For me, but I personally don't know what more to do to prove, but for me, I understand the problems people is get bringing out the youth. But to be honest, that's not a problem I get. Like, if I want, like, the 20th of January for my birthday, hold a sample of all youth and had 380 people in Halo Lounge, and it was all young people. For me, the issue will come again, the support for the infrastructure and the things that I might need to help keep them. I might get help with some young people now for a little 6-week program. But of course, we know a year ago, 52 weeks, and many of these young people might not be going to school. A man would be 17, that can go to school, but he still wants something to do. It's like, I want you to tell us how something like this brings different communities together, because I remember having a conversation with you in my care part a day. We did a radio show together and I come back, and you were telling me the reason why activities bring different communities together. You may feel, because you was telling me that I may feel like you may feel you doing sand in the Ivy only, or you may feel doing sand in Black Rock only,
but that's not true. You also go to study which communities are close to them, and which other communities come out and cater for them also, although in one community. Tell us how does these things seemingly bring different communities together?
Pray. When you brought the community and they developed that pride in themselves.
Community pride. Yeah. I like that. That's all like a topic, boy. Community pride. Sorry,
Kate. A lot of things you can brainstorm. You can brainstorm things for the youth. You can brainstorm things for the communities. So you had a sweet belt competition.
Oh,
in a community show. You got the results in the sweet belt competition.
Yeah.
You know, I just used that.
And adjacent communities is who showcasing with each other.
You know?
So if I come around, I get you. I like that going.
Yeah. And you said something about 2 weeks. You could start your crop over thing from May and go right down to August and then switch off. You can switch off and a lot of switch off totally, but you can bring your other youth singing your reggae stuff. Then you can bring the entertainers all around that have done the indigenous Barbados music, the spools and all this kind of thing. You can bring around independence and communities. These are things that should be, and then Christmas, they have a big Christmas album planning for this year. I can see I could do a lot of Christmas shows all through the community. You can see it happening. So why just start saying that stretch all the year round, all around, with Ignite Barbados. They gotta keep things busy. You gotta keep people busy and excited. You gotta be excited. It gotta be something exciting, and got the place busy. So that would create a lot of focus on that.
Okay, so I heard you. You know, you may always dropping these hurt lines, but you're the songwriter, so you know you drop the hurt lines. But when you mentioned that word, community pray, right? For me, that sent me down such a deep rabbit hole. I remember you saying how good man used to feel. You land by them and them got to send a showcase for you. Man, it feel good. So like, you want some Black Rock band go down in town to sing or play sports or whatever. Man, it used to feel good to host. Is all of that is what you're talking about, community pride, and does that help towards peace, you think?
Yes, it draws attention to the communities, and they draw attention to the people. They feel pride for themselves. But back in those days, back in those days with the dub, you're going St. John, they got some sort of champion fellow along there, and the community behind him. You're going St. Lucie, you got a champion along there, and the community behind him. You got Thunder Bay, you got Sugar Wayne, and then guys behind Sugar Wayne, and Six Pike Sounds, Petty D, and you always had these guys, always got these entertainers that the community rally behind them. I'm fine with the entertainment aspect of it. But you can do other things then also along with this that could also draw the kind of pride, you know. I talk about street bread competition, I talk about county competition, best garden competition, you know, anything like that. Those things that can bring pride when you go in and go in the community, you know? So all of these things can bring a total community pride. Yeah, they have the artists that they support, that they rally behind. I have seen them with artists. I have seen communities rally behind artists from their communities before. I can never forget when you're going to Pine, it's Archie and Peter Pan. When you're going to Gold Hill, it's Harmony. I'm talking about 40 years back, 30 years back. I always had somebody, and they're still there. But they don't have a forum. And once you create that forum that they can go up on top and do their positive stuff, it'd be great. Another thing about young people, there are a lot of young people out there that have a lot of conscious music. A lot of young people, they got a lot of spiritual music, but don't have no forum to come and sing them. And you got to look at them too. Not all young people want to sing slackness or a slackness associated with bashment. I got a lot of young people that have some real positive songs, some real powerful songs, some of them got some hidden international songs, but they need a forum. They need a forum to come and showcase their skills, and if they can do it in front of a community, their community, that'd be wonderful, man.
Okay, so I love that. And I like when you said that these community heroes are still there. They only need a forum. Boy, listen, Barbados, listen to this, Barbados. These community heroes are still there.
Still there.
They only need a forum ponder on that statement from Keith. So everyone in Barbados listening, we on the number one radio station. Our community heroes are still there. They only need a forum. Keith, so that is a part. We can take these two calls. All we got two people holding on still. We're gonna be we're gonna take them. But Keith, so that is a very powerful statement. And Akeem, let me come back on these callers and want your thoughts on that. These community heroes are still there. They only need a forum. Thankfully, can I tell Barbados we have something coming up? I don't want to let the cat out of the bike. But we are saluting all of these heroes. Good evening, y'all. Can the beta ready, man, right? Talk to Uncle Sly. We got kids saying and acting on the line.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening to you and your guest. Hello?
Hey, mom. Good evening. I hear you.
Hey, you phone that. Playing. You're back, sorry. But we're really talking to you.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Hi there, we can hear you loud and clear. We've got about 3 minutes left on the show, so you're going to have to make your contribution.
I'm concerned with the YMCA. What are they doing about the YMCA? Years ago, they know sister have all sorts of activities at the YMCA. I remember doing ballroom dancing at the YMCA, and they had basketball and all sorts of things going on there, but you don't hear anything more about that. Because we had places like St. Out Barbados, Campers, Pineland's Creative Workshop, and the one in St. John, that we would sing and dance and learn all sorts of things. And we would raise funds to help the children home and those sort of activities. But I find that we need to use the school on a Saturday, yeah, to use. To train the young people, I think, and it sort of develop you as such, right? But I find in the village, you were more exposed to a lot of activities. I hear a man talk about tonk and worry. I don't know anything about that because nobody never teach us those sort of things. We would play a hopscotch at school or in the gap or pitch marbles and, you know, those were the things that we would normally do when we were young. Because I remember Calvary Moravian Church, every Saturday night, we would go there and do ballroom dancing and those sort of activities.
Well, caller, we got to thank you for your contribution. Sluggy, as I said, you've got a few minutes left, so I'm going to let you respond to the caller, and then you can ask for your guest's final comments and thoughts.
Calling me, brother. Thank you very, very much. What I will do, what I can promise to do, Aq knows someone very close that runs YMCA. We're going to reach out tonight and I'm going to ask them to be a guest on my show for next Saturday. That is what I can promise you, Barbados. I will do that behind the scenes. Once again, my final thoughts, I can say that the National Peace Program, we are saluting community heroes. And if you look around the media and the news, you will see young people and old, we'll already start to salute them. Kid Say, I will get your final thought. Building back our community, and we are going to continue this conversation next week. Give me your final thought. Say, we will continue this conversation next week.
Well, I want to say, Sluggy, there's nothing stopping us from establishing a hub at the YMCA. It's up to the YMCA to come and say what they can do, but it's a central location. Is a central location, so we can establish a big hub there.
And be ready. Are you ready? No.
I know you're ready. We are ready. Well, MCA got me excited. But that'd be a great place for a hub. It's a central location. It has a community around it too. So there's nothing stopping from going to these places.
Yes. Aq, you still have a connection to who runs YMCA?
Yes. I will reach out to them this week so that I invite them to your show next week, Saturday.
And if you are busy, you will also.
I always have time for you. So even if I'm busy, I will make time for you. We have to take back this country. I love this country. I often tell people when I travel, if you don't make it to heaven, at least make it to Barbados, and you came very close.
Wonderful.
You're the closest place to heaven on earth.
And I've heard it myself.
Think that we need to make positive people popular. The popular people right now ain't necessarily positive people. So we need to make the positive people popular again.
Wonderfully said. Wonderfully
yes,
said.
Well said. Ollie, thank you so much for handling the music, handling the boards in the inside, handling the calls, handling everything. We are going to continue this conversation next week because Kidsight sparked a whole conversation with this community cultural hubs. That's one point. And then Kidsight bring another point. These community heroes are all still there. They just need a platform. I absolutely love that. And we are going to expound on all of that. He come and drop things that we can't just left there. Okay, so we can't leave these.
No, I was going to, whenever it's going to be happening, this program will be the will be at the forefront of all the information. So,
yes, this is thank you. Thank you very, very much. People's next week, we're going to do part two, building back our communities. Building back our communities. Listen up for part two next week. Ollie, thank you very, very much, my brother, and have a great night. Barbados, next week, Saturday, 6:30 p.m., Akil, Kidsight, your boy, Uncle Sluggy, and we continue the conversation. Thank you very much for all the callers and all the listeners. It's your boy, Uncle Sluggy, and I'm out.